This is the Mike Mobile halftime show, 92.7 The Van, Hope College football. Partially cloudy, 82 degrees, warm on the artificial surface of the Illinois Wesleyan Stadium. And teams are going to have to be in good condition if they're going to play as hard in the second half as they did in this first half. And the weather conditions are presented by South Shore Laundry. Hope students drop your laundry off at South Shore Laundry. It's easy and convenient. Now, Flying Dutchmen are going to kick off the ball to start the second half. Illinois Wesleyan will be receiving on the north side of the football field, running left to right. Hope College kicking off right to left. That defense is going to have to take a stand right away. Hope College trailing 14-7. We've got two quarters of play left in the non-conference portion of the Hope College football season.
Well, Hope won the toss to start the ball game, and so they'll be kicking off, and IWU will be receiving it. Aaron Mick has the ball teed up. It stays on the tee this time as he approaches the ball. High end over end kick taken by Devontae Jones on about the 12-yard line. Starts up on the left side, comes up the middle, goes off far right, keeps going up to the 35, cuts it up, and he gets about the 36-yard line before he's getting brought down. So it'll be first and 10 for Wesleyan from their own territory on their 36. As they move the chains and get set up, Hope College defense sets up. Hope stays in a four-man front, the two linebackers on the inside. They bring a safety up. Quite tight on the slot man. He goes in motion. They have to rotate. Offset eye to the left. The hand in the backfield. And he is hit and he is dropped for about a yard loss. Coming through was the two linebackers out there, Linda Mulder and Klaas, as they teamed up and made the hit. TJ Stindy was the ball carrier. So it'll be second down. We'll still call it 10. They placed it very near. It was just back of that yard marker.
We'll look and see if we see some of those stunts we saw diagrammed so well on the Illinois Wesleyan board.
Back to pass is Gellick. Throws out in the flat and having the first down on the far side, making a nice catch and then lunging forward was Harvey. As they're going to give him the first down, he was very close. If he did not get it, they don't give it to him. And you can hear this IWU crowd as the Titans are placed about a yard short. Third down and one. The ball resting on the 45-yard line in Wesleyan territory. Conley offset to the right, tailback, and the handoff is Stindy, and he again goes no place. As Santino DeCesar came up, but he got enough for the first down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Titans. The ball moves across the 45 to the 47. Conley, the big fullback, comes out for the Titans. They send two receivers, three receivers left. Tight ends on the right side, Taylor D. He's only caught one pass, and that was one of the touchdown passes. Quick little pass out in the flat that is caught and bringing it into Hope College territory to the Hope College 46-yard line is Artie Kaken, a 6'1", 200-pound sophomore out of Arlington Heights, Illinois. Pickup of six on the play. It'll be second down and four. Greg Bird, Nate Massa, Alec Wietek, and Steve Gerger, the front four for the Flying Dutchman. Just one running back. Stindy hands off to him on the draw. Heads forward, and DeCesar again making a nice shoestring tackle. But not before he picks up 2 yards on the play. They're placing it on the 46-yard line in Hope territory. So it'll be third down and a long three for the Titans. Brady Hells comes in at the tight end. Trips to the left side, one receiver right, one running back to the left. Pass over the middle, incomplete. It was there, a little bit high possibly, but Kaken should have caught the football, and he knows it as he beats himself a little bit on the helmet after that pass went through his hand. So it'll be fourth down and three, and it looks like the punting unit's coming on. Alex Garvey is the punter. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds, a senior. Zervis back to the 10-yard line, shades his eye somewhat as Hope. The sun is starting to...
Hope allows one first down, seven plays, but forces a punt.
Oh,
short snap and the fake punt. And they have the first down inside, down to the 35, the 34. That was one of the things I had marked out there, that they do have a fake punt. They do have a pass off a double reverse that they have used in the past couple of years, and that's just what they did here.
I wasn't looking for it, and I'm not sure the Hope defense was really looking for it either. That was right up the middle, short snap to one of the blockers. 12-yard gain, first and 10.
The big fullback, John Conley. Offset eye to the right, one out man each side. Handed off to Stindy, and he tries the right tackle, gets away from one man, gets up to the second, and the linebacker. Well, both linebackers out there, Tim Kloss and Linda Mulder, were right there, and they nailed them for about a 2-yard gain. So it'll be second down and eight. They really have not made a lot of yardage on the ground. They have broken a couple of plays, but for the most part, they've held them pretty good on the ground. Little one-step drop and a quick pass to the outside that's complete. Crook makes a tackle as he spins Garvey around, but another pickup of about 4 yards on the play, or five. It's going to be third down and two in Hope College territory on the 27-yard line. New tight end comes in. Bobby Hells. So they have two tight ends, one running back, two wideouts. Gellick under center, hands off on the draw play, and he does not make it. Devontae Jones tried to run the little counter play, and Augie Mata, the free safety, was up and made the stop for the Flying Dutchman, as they were obviously coming with that safety blitz that time.
And now we've got a fourth and four, and this is going to be a big play. This is an interesting one. The ball is on the 29-yard line, fourth down, four to go. This is the opening drive of the second half.
Two wideouts left, one right. Alex going for it. In motion, putting three receivers on the left side. He looks down, no place to go, so he tucks the football, and he's not going to make it. Depends on where they place the ball.
I don't think so.
But it looks like he just got to that line, and the stakes are just beyond. So if they place the ball where he is, they're not going to make it by inches.
I'll tell you, that was close. It looked like he was looking for what you used to call a little pop pass. He didn't find it. Then he looked deep, couldn't find it. And then he saw a little opening off the right tackle and took it. But he came up about 1 yard short. And Hope College has a great stand right there and takes possession of a football after an 11-play drive.
So the Flying Dutchman have the football for the first time in this second half. They trail 14-7. Atwell, double fake, back to pass, flips it out to Jackson in the flat. Jackson brings it almost to the 29-yard line before he's brought down. Tackle is made on the outside by Hollowed. Pickup of three on the play. Atwell just flipped that ball over to Jackson. That was... Really, he was just kind of not even a safety.
Sometimes Sean looks like he's going two different directions at once. His legs are going one way, his head and his arms are going a different direction. I can see why he's a hard back to bring down. You can't find him.
He's not very big, but...
He throws his arms out.
He just jitterbug, I call it.
elusive.
Quick pass to Jackson, a little flip to Jackson, and he gets the first down as he gets up to the Hope College 40.
And there was no jitterbugging that time. That time he ran straight ahead, put his head down, and picked up the first down. So Sean Jackson is the workhorse of that offense right now.
That was almost a dive play out of a quick pitch formation.
Sean Jackson passed 2,500 career yards in the first half. He's looking for 2,600 now.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Dutchman. They have two wideouts on the left side. Back to pass and tackled from behind. Number 95, John Worley, got around the left tackle for the Flying Dutchman. And as Atwell was just ready to release that football, Worley made the stop, and Atwell didn't see him at all. Loss on the play of about 7 yards. So it'll be second and 17. So the Flying Dutchman now have to overcome the penalty as well as the 10 yards.
Connor Purcell in the game. He got a big pass earlier in the game.
Back is Atwell. Takes a look. Fires it in the flat. The pass is low and incomplete. Jared Ropp goes limping off, rubbing his left knee a little bit on the far sideline. So it'll be third down and 17 for the Dutchman. The ball on the Hope College 34-yard line. Hope trailing 14-7. Third quarter action. Atwell is deep. Little twist in the middle by the Titans. Open body has it across the 50-yard line into Titan territory. And Atwell, after running around in that backfield long enough, was able to find him and get the ball loose. That was Brown.
And Brown did just what you're supposed to do. He was downfield about 25 yards when the routes broke up, and he came back looking for his quarterback. He was running straight back at Atwell. Atwell found him. And that was a nice 15-yard gain. Drives alive, first down.
Quick picks to Jackson on the left side. Brings it up, has an opening. Gets through and almost lost the football as he got to the 35, was tackled on the 32-yard line.
That was the sixth play of this drive that started on the Hope College 25-yard line. Now the ball has moved down to the Titans' 32-yard line. Hope putting together a very successful offensive drive on this, the first time they touched the ball in the second half.
They're mixing them up well, running and passing.
Three passing plays, three running plays on this drive.
I formation. Atwell hands it to Jackson. Jackson goes wider on the far side. The flag goes down, and those are not in a position out there to do anything good to the offense.
Not the one you want to see.
Because that's the kind of play that you get blocking in the back and holding and do all those kinds of things. Send that Hope College backfield.
It came from the back judge, John Nash. Referee today is Paul Keating.
So a holding penalty goes against the Flying Dutchman.
Other members of the officiating crew, Kyle Hastings, Bob Millard, Tim Murphy, David Cleveland, Ken Kessler, doing a fine job this afternoon.
He called the play on number 41. I don't have a 41 on my travel roster.
It's the first penalty against Hope College in this half. Hope was penalized six times for 60 yards in the first half.
High formation set. First and 25. No linebackers. Fires a nice little quick pass just on a straight slant out there. As Breinert was a receiver. He went straight down the field, and Atwell just drilled him right in the numbers.
And Breinert took a big hit on that one. Did a great job of... did he hold on to the ball?
No, he must not have held on to it. He brought it back.
Man, that must have called that incomplete. I thought he had the catch. So it's second down and 20. Second and 20. Hope College in possession of the football. Ball on the 42-yard line of the Titans.
Quick little pass in the flat to Body. And he has hit after about one step and dropped the loss.
Went no place.
John Worley was there to make the hit, and so Hope's going to have to come on with the punting unit, I would guess.
Well, that was a nice drive.
Hope DeVries is not coming out on the field.
No.
Well, it's still third down. Still third down. With the penalty, it moved the down box, stayed the same.
All right. This is a drive that started on the Hope College 25-yard line. They've run off eight plays. This is the ninth of the series. Third down, 20. Ball on the 42-yard line of Illinois Wesleyan.
Trips to the right side. Atwell deep. Three-man rush. Here come two linebackers, so they got five. Atwell throws it deep and intercepted back on the 10-yard line. Bowden has it to the right side. He's up to the 20, the 25, and making a nice shoestring tackle with Jake Helm, the offensive end, as Jones was getting up ahead of steam to head along this right sidelines, and Helm did the job of bringing him down.
That was a classic open field tackle by an offensive player. He did a beautiful job of getting the angle, diving, wrapping up the knees, and making the stop. That was an interception on third down.
Flag is down against the
Titans. And it looks like it's blocking the back against the Titans. So that interception, as interceptions go, did not hurt the Hope team a whole lot. Illinois Wesleyan is going to have the ball on their own 11-yard line.
14-7, Hope trails, 5:31 left in the third quarter. This is the score we had at halftime. Nobody's gotten into the end zone this second half. Gaelic has one running back in the backfield, two tight ends, and two wideouts. As he steps under center. Big gap between the center and the guard. You notice that?
Yes.
Gaelic goes back, hands it off on the left side to Jones, gets on the outside, and he's got some speed.
Flag
and
on the
he
play.
Is knocked down as the other flag goes down. Tackle was made by Greg Bird, but he was almost gone.
This one's coming back, too. That was a 15-yard gain. And Wesleyan is going to be penalized again two times out of three plays. The Titans penalized only twice for 20 yards in the first half. Have picked up two penalties here in the early going of the third quarter. And now they're going the wrong direction if you're a Titan fan. Ball on the 6-yard line of the Titans.
That was halfway to the goal, so it'll be first and 15. It ends up only a 5-yard penalty against the Titans.
Well, if you consider that was a 15-yard run that was nullified, it looks a lot better for the Hope fans. There's a good group of Hope fans, by the way, across the field from us. Lots of orange and blue today.
I formation. Two-step drop, draw play, hands it up the middle to Stendy, and he is hit right on the line of scrimmage, falls ahead for about a yard. Klaus made the stop, and a flag goes flying away from the play.
And Wesleyan fans are upset about something. I didn't see the infraction.
No, I didn't either, as Wietek is being talked to by a couple of his ball players and heads for the sideline. I'm wondering if he got bounced.
Every official threw a flag on that one. The officials will see if we can pick up the announcement by the official.
The way Wietek left the field. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but as the official said, it was a personal foul penalty. Throwing a punch, and he was ejected from the ball game. So the defensive tackle, Alex Wietek, spends his vacation on the sidelines for the rest of this one. 15-yard penalty gives the first down to the Titans. Ball moves out to the 20-yard line, and we start this series all over.
Was on the 6-yard line. All the way out to the 21 now, where it's first and 10.
Massey moves over to the defensive tackle on the left side. Number 97 comes in for the Flying Dutchman. No. Motion man, hand off to the second man, Conley. And he works his way up on the right side to about the 25-yard line. Pickup of three on the play. It'll be second down and seven.
4 minutes, 42 seconds, third quarter. Hope trailing Illinois Wesleyan 14-7.
Excuse me, I called number 72, Wetek. I'm not giving them the bad news. It was Korzetsky, number 72. Two wideouts on the left side, second and seven. Gallick throws the ball up in the air, intercepted. They came down, I think, out of bounds, but picked off by the Flying Dutchman on the Titan 40-yard line. He just tossed that up like they do in the corner of the end zone, and it was moved in, and they picked it off.
Kirby Crook comes down with the football. Kirby has a timely interception that gives his team the football in outstanding field position. Turnover by the Titans. Hope College takes over first and 10 on the Titan 40.
Hope College trails 14-7, 4:16 left in this third quarter. Hope comes out. Under center goes Atwell. Parcell moves to the left side from the right. Quick pitch to Jackson around the right side. He turns the corner, doesn't get much running room, and is forced out of bounds on about the 37-yard line. So a pickup of about three on the play. And it'll be second down and seven.
Jackson is a workhorse. He is durable. He carries the ball a lot every single game. He takes big hits. He gets up, comes back for more. He can catch the ball.
He's all of 5'8", 170 pounds.
Well, there's a lot of power packed into that 5'8 frame.
Atwell from the eye, straight back, three steps, drop. Now he goes back five, throws it in the flat. It is caught on the far side and immediately tackled. It's not going to be a first down. Getting up is Brinard.
Once again, that play, that pass play took a long time to develop, and Brinert comes back for the football, opening himself up. You get open, Atwell will find you.
That's going to be third down and two.
They break off their patterns, and then we'll come back to their quarterback.
So Atwell sets up in the I formation. Hand off to the fullback right up the middle, and yeah, it's Rob who has the first down. He's down to about the 27-yard line. And that'll be a first down for the Flying Dutchman. It'll be first and 10 in Titan territory, trailing 14-7. So the Dutchman wanting to move in here after the interception by Kirby Crook.
Jared doing a nice job of taking that fullback spot.
Deep or I formation, hand off to Jackson, no place to go, but he cuts it up. He saw a little opening out there, and it looked like a lot of green to me, and he found running space to pick up about 5 yards. So Jackson being able to slip through, and it'll be a second down and five.
Ron will tell you the La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game in the postgame show. Sean Jackson sure has to be a candidate once again in this ball game.
Parcells switches right to left. Quick fake to the inside. Swing pass out to Jackson. Jackson is hemmed in. It's going to be dropped for a loss. Little fake to the inside that the green church didn't go for. Well, they immediately floated to the outside.
Parcell goes over to the right side, then runs a short pattern to the inside that freezes the linebacker coverage. They want to get Jackson open on the outside. Parcell is a big presence over the middle. They got to pay attention to him.
Third and seven now for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell back. Pass is batted away. Intended for body. Nice defensive play by Terrell Bolden. So Bolden reached across with the arm and knocked that pass away.
And it's decision time.
Well, there's no decision here.
Fourth down, ball in the 23. Well, I was thinking about a field goal decision.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be too far. You go.
Hope going for it on fourth.
A lot of noise from this.
Fourth and six.
Atwell straight back. Look out. There comes pressure. Flips it out to Jackson on the outside.
Oh, man.
And Jackson is brought down. Loss on the play. Ooh, I kind of ducked that time because I could see a man coming from Atwell's left. He was not looking in that direction, and fortunately he just flipped the ball to Jackson.
I don't know how Atwell got rid of the ball. I don't know how Sean caught the ball. And he, again, Sean Jackson was one step away from breaking free on a broken play. Didn't happen, however. After seven plays, Hope loses possession of the football on downs, and the Titans take over. So first and 10 on their own 26.
Stays 14-7, Titans, as they come out. Handoff up the middle, and straight up is Dante Jones, and he goes no place. Flag is down. Jones is, again, they've got big backs out here. The fullback's 265. Stinden is 205. And Devontae Jones is 200, so all of them 200 backs. Holding call against the Titans. So the officials getting a lot of work in this second half. As they said, well, we haven't thrown those yellow flags very often. We got to throw some. So it'll be a walk-off against the Titans. The ball will be placed back on the 16-yard line. And it'll be first and 20. Titans with a 14-7 lead with 1 minute left to go in this third quarter. Kalick back in the gun. Moves back, fires to the left side, incomplete. Santino was the closest man to it. And he just couldn't quite get there. Would have been nice because he had lots of green grass in front of him. So it'll be second down and 20 as McRell comes in, and Hope will go to a three-man defensive front and put in the extra DB on this second and 20. And here's where you kind of got to watch the draw play and things like this, the screen. Alec with trips left, goes back, has lots of time, throws it over the middle, caught by Garvey, and Garvey is up to the 35-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but only by about a yard. And he's telling them they got the first down. It didn't look that way from up here. That was a good placement by the official for the Titans. So it'll be first and 10 on the Titan 36-yard line. Third quarter coming to an end, 25 seconds left. Kaken splits out wide to the right, Garvey wide to the left, offset eye in the backfield. Kellick fakes to the fullback, fires it deep down the middle, and incomplete. We're going to get a flag? No, says the official. The flag, pass was intended to Kaken. Coverage by Kirby, and Kirby Crook stayed right with him, and as he threw the ball and it went over everybody's head, he got to the receiver.
He looked like an NFL defender right there. It was stride for stride. The collective crowd here held their breath as that ball was in the air for about 50 yards. Kirby Crook stayed right with the receiver, and the ball might have been a yard overthrown, but Kirby being in the face helped a lot.
So it'll be second down and 10 for the Titans. Again, two wideouts, fullback, I formation. And the flag goes down, delay a game is the call.
Wow.
As they walk off five against the Titans. 11 seconds left in the third quarter. 14-7, Hope trails. So it'll be second down and 15 for the Titans. Well, if you've got your trick play and you want to use it, I don't think they will at this point. I think they'll just go deep. Felix fires the ball deep, and it is incomplete, says the official. Miller ended up with the football as two men were right there again. And this time Miller was able to hang on, but he was out of bounds when he caught the football.
5 seconds left in the third quarter.
So they'll bring it back, and it'll be third and 15.
This drive has only used a minute and 5 seconds of clock time, but it seems like Illinois Wesleyan has had the ball for 20 minutes this series.
Time.
There have been a couple of penalties, lots of incompleted passes.
Third and 10, trips to the right side, one running back in the backfield. Halick back to throw. This one again, fires down the middle, he's got a man. Kicking, has it on the 40, gets down to the 36-yard line before he's brought down to Caesar on the tackle for the Flying Dutchman, but a flag is down on the line of scrimmage.
Boy, if this one's called back, that's another big penalty that is going to hurt the Titans. 10, 20, 35-yard gain that's going to be nullified by a penalty back at the line of scrimmage. Wow. Boy, we're seeing some penalties we haven't seen called all season. Delay a game we haven't seen this season yet. That was an illegal formation by the offense.
In other words, one of the wideouts was probably up on the line of scrimmage, yep, covering a tight end. And
DeCesar and Crook brought down the receiver after a great catch. But, man, oh, man, that would have been a big, big play nullified against the Titans. So time is off the clock, Ron, for the third quarter. It looks like they're going to let him run a play. I don't know how that works.
Well, quarter can't end on
a penalty. That's how it works. Well, quarter can't end?
Game can't end.
I don't know about that one.
Make him up on the way. This pass is overthrown.
Maybe we'll learn a new rule.
Tried to hit Garvey. It's over his head. McGrill on the coverage for the Flying Dutchman. And that ends the third quarter, as the Hope College Flying Dutchman trail by a score of 14-7. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van and 927.com. Garvey back standing on his own 10-yard line. Zervis back for the Flying Dutchman on the Hope College 35. Kick is away, and it's
a nice high
kick that goes over Zervis's head. He feels it like an outfielder back in about the 25. Brings it back to the 32, and he's knocked out of bounds. Had to make a catch of that punt like he was a center fielder going back and catching one like Jackson does from the Tigers in center field.
That was about 55 yards through the air. Well, the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have got to put together an offensive series right here. They've scored just 7 points in this contest. Sean Jackson broke loose a 20-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Hope scored first in this ball game, then trailed 14-7 at half. That's where we are right now as we enter the fourth quarter. 14-7 Illinois Wesleyan.
Crow comes in motion, handoff and a draw play. Flag goes down in the Flying Dutchman backfield. So I'm guessing that the flag's going to go against the Flying Dutchman. I think they don't want any offense in the second half. As both teams, if they have the football, they get some penalties. Illegal motion. So a flag comes down. He was the motion man. He must have been going toward the line of scrimmage. He's kind of standing there indicating to the sidelines he didn't know what he had done. So it'll be first and 15. Atwell back, sets up, runs to his right, throws the ball. Nice catch by Brown up on the 35-yard line. So they got the 5 yards plus a couple more back. And it'll be a pickup of about... Well, four, according to the first down marker out there, so it'll be actually about a 9-yard pickup. Trips are left. Flying Dutchman's out of huddle that time. And Atwell has the ball, and He is down. It looked like they were taking the ball away from him. I thought for a moment that they had taken the ball away from him, but he hung on to it. But has dropped back for a loss on the play of about 5 yards. So it'll be third down and 15. 14-7. IWU with the lead. Atwell sprints out to his left. Gets pressure. Gets away from one man. Keeps going to the sideline. Fires the football. Batted around. Incomplete. Number 30 from Wesleyan had it in his hands and bounced it around. A couple of panel is the guy who had it for a while, but another flag is on the field. So we'll have to come back and talk about this one. And it looks like it's going to go against the Flying Dutchman.
Waving it off.
So it'll be third down or fourth.
Fourth down, in 15, and Dean DeVries is going to have to kick the ball away for Hope College.
This is Bolden back deep now.
No.
For IWU. Snap a little bit high. Nice punt by DeVries. Drives Bolden back to about the 25, and the ball goes out of bounds on the 20. Again, DeVries, nice punt. Talk about individual you're looking for. He's had a couple of nice punts. Put him on my list.
Special teams. Very important. La Persona Spa features the player of the game every week. Well, Hope College scored first in this ball game in the first quarter. Led 7-0. The Titans tied the ball game still in the first quarter at 7, led 14-7 at halftime, and that's where they are right now in the fourth quarter. Lots of game left, 13 minutes and 15 seconds.
Gallet goes back to pass, looks on the right side.
Oh.
It was tied. He timed pretty well as Kirby Crook came across and he had the ball in his hand, gets up limping a little bit, but heads right back out on the field.
Kirby Crook is another candidate for that La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game. He's made some big, big tackles.
He hasn't done the spectacular things, but he's been extremely steady in these first four ball games for the Flying Dutchman.
Knock away a couple passes. Big passes in this ball game.
So it'll be second and 10 for the Titans. They come out in an offset eye. Two wideouts left, one right. Option play, and Gallick keeps the option play, heads around the end, and he is tackled by Wietek. Not much of a gain, if any, on the play as it's placed right back on the 20. So it'll be third down and 10.
Alex Wietek showed some good speed inside there, reached out, pulled down the ball carrier, no gain, third down.
He's 6'1", 225-pound junior. Titans come out with trips right. Gallick looks to his right, fires the football, and it's going to be a call, one of those. Did he scoop it or did he catch it? And the officials, they all look at each other.
Yeah,
and,
it'd be nice to call it.
Nobody makes a call, and they're going to keep it right there.
Was that a completion?
That was a completion.
Okay.
Yes.
But just for 3 yards, did not pick up the fourth down, or the first down. It will be fourth down and 4. Ball on the 25-yard line of the Titans. Illinois Wesleyan will punt it away.
Alex Garvey back doing the punting. High snap from center. He goes up and gets it. Gets a kick away. Zervis fields it on the 30. Comes right back up and... Starts around the right side now after he went up the middle, and he is caught and driven down.
Right.
He didn't go forward at all. He just ran laterally. And coming across was Pano. Paul Pano, a defensive back out of Pontiac, Illinois, was too fast for him. And before he could turn the corner to come upfield, He was dropped on the Hope College 40.
Well, now with 11:34 left in the ball game, Hope College trailing by 7, 14-7. They have the ball on the 40-yard line. Good field position for the Flying Dutchman. They've got to get some offense going. Defense has been doing the job this half.
Offset eye to the left. Atwell hands it to Jackson. Jackson follows his tackle and picks up about 3 yards on the play. They pulled the right guard that time, Cal Livingway. And Livingway was up ahead of Jackson. Livingway is 6'1", 285. Jackson was in his hip pocket, and they were looking for him.
I'm looking for Jackson to break one loose here. He's been a step away a couple of times ago. Of course, he broke away for a 20-yard touchdown run in the first quarter.
Offset out of the right. Atwell back, three-step drop, has his receiver.
All right.
Breinert, and he's going to be short of the first down and short of the 50. What a pickup that's going to leave the Flying Dutchman in this position of having a third down and about a long two. The big tight end comes back in again. Connor Parcell. Parcell just recovering from that injury he suffered in the North Park ball game in the opener.
Caught a big catch for a first down in the first half.
Hand off to Jackson. Uh-oh. Nowhere. Gets another shot.
Oh, man.
And he's going to have the first down, I believe.
What a job of running by Sean Jackson, the senior tailback. I thought he was stopped 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He bounced back, went wide, put his head down, and picked up the first down. What a great individual effort by Sean Jackson, picking up that first down for the Flying Dutchman. Man alive.
First and 10 for the Dutchman on the 50-yard line. Offset eye to the right. Back to passes, Atwell. Little swing pass to Jackson, and he's well covered, and Atwell just kind of flips it over his head.
That's how much confidence Coach Krebs has in Jackson. He just ran his heart out going to the left side. He ran the ball, and now he's looking for a swing pass going right.
He probably doesn't like those wind sprints at the end of practice, but he knows why.
I'll tell you what, he's run a whole bunch of them. Yeah, that makes you strong in the fourth quarter, doesn't it?
So it's second down and 10. Offset eye to the left. Two wideouts, one each way. Four-man defensive front for the Titans. And Atwell checking off.
Yeah, got an audible here.
Yeah. As he drops back, looks deep, fires it over the middle, incomplete. He was waiting for Brown to come across the middle. Atwell took a pretty good hit that time as John Worley came through and belted him one as he released the ball.
10 minutes left in this ball game. Hope trailing Illinois Wesleyan 14-7. Third and 10. Ball right on the midfield stripe.
When you watch the ball as an announcer and the ball goes downfield, you watch and you look back and Atwell's being picked up by somebody back here about every play. Atwell goes to the right, looks down, fires it over the middle. Caught by Breinert inside the 30 on the 29-yard line. That'll be good for a Flying Dutchman first down on the 29 of the Titans.
Second first down of this six-play drive, Taylor Breinert. Atwell's favorite receiver looked in, caught the ball as he was getting hit hard. This is the hardest-hitting football game of the season, without a doubt.
This is what we expected. Tight ball game. Atwell fakes, looks up, fires into the end zone, too far. Brown on the far side out there was the receiver.
Like that play, Ron. Atwell to Brown, 30 yards, the ball right to the touchdown. It was a first and 10 play after a big play. Go deep.
Ben Booney was there in the way. So it'll be second and 10. As Crow goes wide to the left, bodies in the slot. Brown is out on the right side. Oh. Hand off to Jackson on the draw play. Gets away from one man, but there are three guys there that he can't get away from. He got back to the line of scrimmage, but he was able to get rid of one guy, but three of them were taking that one guy's place, and he didn't get very far. He lost a yard, in fact. And it'll be third down and 11 for the Flying Dutchman.
Atwell kind of shrugs his shoulders towards the bench. He wasn't sure of the play. Now he's got it.
He had two receivers going off the field.
Yep, a little confusion. And there's going to be a timeout, and it's going to be brought to us by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Well, a little miscommunication there between Coach Kreps and his fine senior quarterback, Michael Atwell. And Michael Atwell was not going to run a play in this crucial point in the game without being absolutely sure of what it was. So he checked with Coach twice, and then he called a timeout. And the offense now goes and huddles over around Coach Kreps and gets things straightened out. When they return to the field, it's going to be third down, ball on the 30. And it's 11 big yards before they can reach first down territory. Third and 11, ball on the 30 of Illinois Wesleyan. Hope is put together here, an eight-play drive. It started on their own 40-yard line. They've gone 40 yards with the ball. Big play being a 20-yard completion to Briner.
Offset out of the left. Bill Brown is in at fullback now. Atwell, a little flat pass, but he has good pressure. I'm watching it a little bit, looking for the fullback. Somebody has to pick up that defensive end coming, and nobody did.
Fourth and 11, ball in the 30.
So one more shot at picking up the first down. On the 30-yard line in Titan territory with 8:52 left, 14-7, Flying Dutchman trail. Bill Brown is in at fullback for the Flying Dutchman. Flag goes flying, illegal procedure is the indication by the official. .78 offense, that's Livingway.
Yeah, and Livingway was showing a little frustration. You know, sometimes, Ron, players will do what they've been doing all season long, and the officials just interpret a move a little bit differently or see something that other officials haven't. We've had more penalties in this ball game than any other we've seen this season, and now it's fourth down and 16.
Trips to the right, short side of the field. Atwell steps up, looks, fires the football, incomplete. Atwell had to step up and throw that ball almost on the line of scrimmage as he got between a couple of men that were putting pressure on him and threw the ball on the run, got it too far to the outside. So it'll be first and 10 for the Titans from Illinois Wesleyan as they lead the Flying Dutchman 14-7 with 8:32 left in this fourth quarter.
Hope able to take 2 minutes and 2 seconds of clock time on that drive. 10 plays, lost on downs.
Two wideouts on either side. The handoff is to the running back, Devontae Jones, and he gets to the 35-yard line, which is the original line of scrimmage, so didn't pick up much. Greg Bird is there making the stop. Wietek is there. The linebacker is involved, Linda Mulder. So it'll be second and 9. We'll give him a yard. So the Titans, not in a hurry at this particular point. They're taking their time. Gallic bat, one man on either side for blocking purposes. And he goes straight back. Looks left, throws right, and the guy makes a catch right on the 50-yard line. Santino went for the interception, and the pass was low. He couldn't get there, and the catch was made behind him as he was trying to make the pick there and head the other direction. Van Hall was a receiver for the Titans. If he'd have been able to scoop that, he'd had 60 yards to go. Trips to the right side, one running back. Handoff up the middle and trying to get through on the right side and then switching and going on the left side. And Augie Mata had a hold of him and wasn't going to let go. And T.D. Snyden didn't like that, and they moved into the ball club here on the near side. Nothing was happening, but he wasn't a happy camper.
Augie said, "You are not going to stiff arm me, my friend." He just collapsed that stiff arm and drove him out of bounds.
Officials are right there. Coaches, nothing was going to happen. So it'll be second down. Gallick hands it off on the right side and putting his head down, getting a few yards again is TJ. He's 5'10", 205, a senior out of Lexington, Illinois. And it's going to leave the Titans with a third down and two. Short two.
No score in the second half of this ball game. All the scoring took place in the first half. Hope scored first, had a 7-0 lead, and then in the last drive of the first quarter, the Titans scored, and in the first drive of the second quarter, the Titans scored for their 14 points.
Miller comes in for the Titans, splits out wide to the right. He's got two wideouts on the left side, one running back. Looks to the left, gets some pressure, gets away, throws it deep, and it's incomplete. Ball was thrown too far out of bounds. Even if he would have caught that one, Miller was the intended receiver.
Gallick did a pretty good job of getting that ball away.
Adam Druger back with his man all the way.
Boy, have we seen a lot of fourth down and third down situations in this ball game, Ron.
Well, I wouldn't be too quick to come out with your team out here with two yards to go in fourth
down. This one surprised you a little bit? Well, now everybody expecting the fake. I don't think we're going to see it. They ran a fake punt earlier in the ball game when we weren't looking for it.
Hope was coming with a kick block here. They have nobody behind that original line of scrimmage. And they get a high punt. Hope's going to let it drop, and it gets a Wesleyan roll, and they're going to bound this one at the one-yard line.
That was the perfect call. That was just the perfect call. Coach Norm Esch, 27 years at the helm of Illinois Wesleyan. I think he's got 166 wins, 10th most wins of active Division III coaches. And he wasn't going to go for that fourth and two. He pooched it down there, and it worked perfectly.
Zervis could have fair caught that one and saved some yardage, but he was betting that it wasn't going to roll that direction. Instead, it hit and got the perfect roll for the Titans. They were able to catch up with it. Would have gone into the end zone, but they ran it down. Fake. Atwell in the end zone. Throws the ball wide and out of bounds to Body. Atwell was getting pressure in the end zone and got rid of it. He's been picked once today. I think he's only been sacked once or twice today, although he's been under pressure all afternoon.
Hope huddling deep in their own end zone.
Atwell in the gun. Fakes left, looks. Fires kind of a
catch.
And Breinert pulls it in.
What a catch by Breinert.
Breinert pulled it in on about the 17, got across the 20 to the 22-yard line.
22-yard Atwell to Breinert pass completion. What a great pass under pressure and great catch.
He threw that pass almost underhanded. It was a sidearm.
The only place he could go with it. Wow, what a pass.
Breinert on the left side goes deep, and this one's knocked up in the air and almost caught.
On the rebound.
Two guys were going straight down, and Breinert got a hand on it, and Brown was behind him, and he dove and just missed it. So it'll be second down and 10. 5:54 left in the ball game. 14-7, the Titans. Hope College with the football on the second and 10 and the 22-yard line in their own territory. Bodies wide. In the slot is Brown. Atwell to the left. Looks. Fires it, and it's over everybody's head. Now, it looks like he throws that ball away, and I think he does because Body had a man directly between him and Atwell, and Atwell could see that, and so he just simply threw the ball over everybody's head out of bounds.
And Michael just doesn't have time to go shopping for receivers. he's got to look at his primary receiver on a lot of these, and if he's not there, he's got to throw the ball away. Third down and 10. Ball in the 22-yard of Hope College.
Pack the passes that well. Fires it. And this one also deep over everyone's head. And that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Flying Dutchman.
Kroll looked like he slowed up on his route a little bit on that one. Maybe it was an overthrow. Maybe there was confusion on what route was being run.
Jared Ropp has not been in the last two series. Bill Brown has been the fullback for the Flying Dutchman. Ropp went off limping a couple of times. I don't know if he has something that's more serious or if it's just bothering him too much at this point. DeVries with a high punt. Devontae Jones takes it on the 25. Turns around and right into the arms of Kirby Crook. He gets away from him, but here come the rest of the team. And Jones, they're going to call him down, I think, on about the 17-yard line.
54-yard punt, I believe. And he lost another five or six on the return, didn't he, right?
Yeah, he got away from Kirby Crook. Yeah. Kirby was the first one that hit him up on the 20. He tried to get around the outside.
That was about a 60-yard gain on that punt. Just a few minutes ago, Hope was on their own one-foot line.
So IWU with the football, I formation. They give to the tailback right up the middle. He has a little running room as T.J. Stindy moves ahead, then gets close to that first down. Pickup of about nine on the play.
With Illinois Wesleyan in possession of the ball, time is starting to be a factor. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the ball game. Hope trailing Wesleyan 14-7. Titans have the football. Hope defense has been tough this second half.
Titans out of the huddle, offset eye to the left, one wide out, and they hand the up the middle.
Nothing.
This one is, I think, to TJ as well. No, must have been Conley. It is. It's a big fullback, 5'11", 265-pound senior. Trying for that extra yard, and he did not get it. It was second and one. Now it's third and one. So the Titans not in a hurry. They're taking their time. They're letting that play clock run down and using as much time as possible to keep the ball away from the Flying Dutchman with 4:18 left. Dutchman trailing 14-7. That was the score at halftime. Quarterback sneak, and I think he's got it. Depends on the spot where they're going to put it.
No indication yet.
Now,
very deliberate officiating crew.
Anyway. So it's a first down for the Titans.
This drive started on the 17-yard line and now sits on the 27-yard line. Titans went exactly 10 yards in three plays.
14-7, the Titans with the lead.
And they used a minute of clock time to get those three plays, which is exactly what Normesh wants to do.
Falsema in at that defensive back position for the Flying Dutchman. Handoff, and here
There's
comes
a big loss.
I don't know if you watched or not, but here came Santino from that safety position. Falsema made the stop for the Flying Dutchman, but he started from that safety spot as soon as they started in that direction. He was up on the line of scrimmage.
Ernie Harwell used to say, like a house on fire, he just came tearing. They can move so fast and maintain their agility.
You got to be careful you don't overrun the tackle at that point.
That's what I mean. That's what he doesn't do. He's able to stop on a dime, make the tackle, adjust.
So a loss of about three on the play. It's second and 13. Gallick comes out with two running backs. They hand it off. TJ tries to sweep and picks up a couple of yards. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And they hold him up and try to take
the
ball away.
Blow the whistle. Got to stop the play. He was stopped there.
Flying Dutchmen are holding him up and trying to take the ball away.
Well, and they're going to do that if the whistle doesn't blow.
That's a little trick that they were recipient of up at North Park.
Well, Hope takes their second timeout of this ball game. They got one left to burn. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the ball game. Hope has to make some magic here. This timeout is brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods, for natural foods to snack healthy before and after every Hope College game. All the players in this contest are going to need some Apple Valley snack bars after this one, because it has been a hard-hitting, tough football game. More penalties than anyone would like to see. Hot down on the artificial turf of Illinois Wesleyan. Longest road trip of the year for Hope College. Team came down yesterday. Had a walk through this morning. And that ball club has 2 minutes and 55 seconds to figure out a way to tie this ball game or go ahead. Right now it's 3rd and 9 for Wesleyan. Ball on their own 29-yard line. One step at a time. Stop them on this play.
Don't forget, homecoming next week and another tough opponent, Adrian College.
Don't forget, you can talk to Ron Weatherby at the quarterback luncheon, 12 o'clock Monday, Moss Center.
Two wideouts, Gallick back deep, one running back in the backfield. Linebackers make like they're kind of blitz. They don't. They drop back. Bird puts some pressure on, passes incomplete. And back defensively in good position that time was Adam Druger.
Yeah.
That ball was almost right off the top of his head. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Wesleyan will bring in their punt team. Hope's going to have to hurry. Wesleyan's all set up, and Hope's the punt receive team. Brown goes back now deep.
Alex Garvey has had some big, big punts for the Titans.
Zervis has been back for the Flying Dutchman. Now Brown and Body go back deep for the Flying Dutchman.
Two receivers on this punt. Playing it safe. Don't let it get passed.
And it's kind of a line drive kick that comes down to Body. And as you say, don't let it get passed. He bobbles the kick, but fortunately he dove on it.
Body not as used to being back in that situation as Zervis. They kicked his way. It was a tough ball to handle to his defense.
Line
it was low and squibbly. He knocked it down and fell on it, made a good decision, did not try to pick it up. Young players fall on the ball.
Hope 37.
Even when there's only 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. Okay, Ron Weatherby, call a touchdown for the Flying Dutchman.
First and 10, a little too early yet. Let's run a minute or so off. Atwell back, looks over the middle, fires, got it complete.
Okay.
Believe that was Body, just a little down and across move, picked up 4 yards on the play. It'll be 2nd and 6 as Hope goes into their 2-minute offense, running without a huddle, and Bill Brown stays at fullback. Look out from behind, and Atwell's hit, can't get rid of the ball.
Ooh.
Again, it's defensive end on the far side. John Worley, who has gotten through and dumped Atwell for a loss. It'll be 3rd and 13. 2 minutes left. Atwell back. Better protection this time. And he throws a deep.
Oh!
Nice catch by Helm. Jake Helm went up, pulled that one down, and brought it down on the IWU.
It is a good catch, people. We couldn't see where Jake's feet came down. Jake Helm just made that catch of the season, going high. High on the sideline, raking down an Atwell catch. That one's good, bringing the ball all the way down to the 35-yard line.
Atwell back to throw, takes a look down the middle. Nobody there. Starts out on the right side. And Jake Helm broke open over the middle. Atwell just didn't see him. He had no deep receivers. That's where he was looking, and Atwell kind of sat down. Helm kind of sat down, and Atwell just didn't see him running to his right.
What a catch by Jake Helm, Ron. Wow.
That's one to watch on Monday.
Holy mackerel.
It's got to be in the highlight film.
Atwell threw it high. He had to. That's the only place Helm could have caught it. It looked uncatchable, and Helm still came down with it.
Atwell back to throw.
Throws
in the flat. It is caught by Kroll. Kroll sees the yard marker, and I think he got past it. Oh, I don't know. He's not getting a good placement over there as they're placing it right on the 25-yard line, and he's going to be a foot or so short.
Atwell goes right 30 yards to Helm, left 10 yards to Kroll. Well, the officials say 9 yards and three quarters.
One running back in the backfield. Atwell back, looks, fires down the middle.
Oh!
Intercepted on the five. Working his way up to about the 30 where Beinert made the tackle. It is Devon Labo who made the interception on about the 5 yard line.
Vincent Boddy lost his footing. He slipped the step and dropped back and couldn't get to the ball. And Michael Atwell throws an interception, and with 1:25 on the clock, that will probably do it. Hope was putting together a 2-minute offense, a last minute drive. Atwell was working the team effectively with big completions to Helms and Kroll, but that interception is going to do it, I'm afraid, for the Flying Dutchman.
Gallick goes under center from the I formation, two wideouts, and Hope did a little jumping around. I'm waiting for a flag. I don't see any as they head up the middle, and it's T.J. Stindy with the football.
Hope has one timeout left.
1:17 left on the clock as Hope takes their final timeout.
Presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game or during the last timeout of the game, when there's only a minute 17 seconds, is a good time for Apple Valley Nutritious Snack. Wow, man, oh man. Hope looked like they were doing it. It looked like they were making magic on this last drive. Atwell had a couple of big completions. Helms and Kroll caught two big passes to get it down into scoring territory. But an interception ended that drive. Well, stranger things have happened. Ball players, there can be a center quarterback exchange problem. There can be a fumble. There's a minute 17 left in this contest. Hope trails 14-7. Sean Jackson ran 20 yards for a touchdown in the first quarter. First score of the game. Only score of the game for Hope College.
So it'll be second down and five. 1:17 left in the game. 14-7. Weston with the lead. Hand off again to TJ, and he's off the right side. Gets across the 35 up to about the 37-yard line, leaving him with a third down and about three for the Titans as they watch the clock tick down, 1 minute left. And they're going to take as much time off that play clock, 25 seconds left on the play clock.
Hardest hits we've seen this season, more penalties than we've seen this season.
Good ball game. Both these ball clubs can hold their head high.
Lowest score we've seen. Biggest defensive contest. Two high-scoring football teams. Just 21 total points in this game.
And they go into their victory.
And that's it.
Offense as Gellick takes a knee, watches the clock go. And the Titans from Illinois have defeated the Hope College Flying Dutchman by a score of 14-7 in a hard-hitting ball game on the part of both these ball clubs. A lot of penalties in the ball game on both sides of the ball. As the teams shake hands, and they both know that they have been in a fight. There isn't any doubt to it. As the officials standing there waiting for the clock to complete down to the double zeros, the teams have already been shaking
that's
hands.
Intro they were the officials were doing their job right to the last second, even though the teams are lined up shaking hands. Outstanding football game. You gotta feel great disappointment, but you look across at the Hope fans, Ron, and they are all on their feet. Big crowd from Hope coming the 4-hour drive down to Bloomington. The Hope fans are on their feet cheering the Flying Dutchman, as well they should. This was an outstanding football game, and it just makes Adrian that much more interesting next week. I can't wait. We'll give you the individual team stats, the player of the game brought to you by La Persona Salon and Spa, the official attendance brought to you by Simpatico Coffee and lots more. But we'll take a break here and remind you that you're listening to Hope College Football 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Football, where it's time for the Crown Motors post-game show. Hope College loses their first football game of the season. Well-played football game. Illinois Wesleyan wins it, however, by a score of 14-7. Hope College scored first in this one and led 7-0 in the first quarter. The first quarter ended tied 7-7 after Illinois Wesleyan scored on the last drive of the first quarter. Then Wesleyan scored on the first drive of the second quarter. Hope did not score in the second quarter. The halftime score was 14-7. And that's where we are right now. No score at all in the second half. Hope College scored their first and only touchdown of the ball game in the first quarter. 5:17 was on the clock when Sean Jackson went over left tackle on a spectacular 24-yard run. Evan Finch's kick was good. And that culminated an 8-play, 80-yard drive, 2 minutes, 26 seconds of clock time, and Hope College had the lead. However, on the ensuing series of plays, Artie Kaken took an 8-yard pass from Rob Gallick with 1 minute and 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Michael Kelly's kick was good, and the Titans had put together a 9-play, 71-yard drive that consumed 3 minutes and 24 seconds and tied the game at the end of the first quarter. The next touchdown came just 4 minutes later when, with 10:36 on the clock, Taylor D caught Rob Gallick's second touchdown throw of the ball game. This just from 5 yards out. Michael Kelly's kick was good, and that was a 6-play, 72-yard drive, consuming 2 minutes and 43 seconds. It put IW ahead 14-7, and that's where we stayed throughout the second half of play. In the second half, both teams were able to generate offense. Both teams started drives that looked like they would result in points, but did not. Each team missed a field goal attempt in this contest, and there was a lot of rough and ready play and hard hitting, Ron Weatherby, which brings us to the La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game. That's presented by La Persona Salon and Spa. They're located across from Dunton Park. It's your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. I think after playing in this heat this afternoon at Bloomington and all the hard hits, some of the players might need an image alteration next week to get ready for the ball game, the league opener next week against Adrian. Well, you had a tough decision. What's your thoughts about the player of the game?
Well, this is probably the toughest one I've had so far this year as to picking out one individual in this particular ball game. I thought Atwell did a great job with what he could do out there. He had pressure on every play, and as a result, he kept getting rid of the ball, getting around, moving well in the pocket, and getting the ball downfield. And his receivers did a good job of trying to get open. But you can't set yourself, and you can't throw as well if you're on the run and hiding all the time to try to get away from somebody. A couple other people out here, I thought Helm had this great catch on the near sidelines. We couldn't find a play that was better than that one as an individual play. But I think overall this afternoon, Jackson did his part for the ball club, and I thought it was Taylor Breinert who really had an afternoon picking the ball off. He had to fight through defenders, and Atwell had to get the ball to him any way he could. As we saw one time, he scooped that ball almost underhand like a softball pitcher would get the ball over to him and things like this. And he took some real hits once he caught the ball. And so I'm going to go with Taylor Breinert for this one today.
I think that's a good choice. And Breinert did take some very, very big hits. Incidentally, you're talking about Michael Atwell. Atwell went over 5,000-yard career receptions, 5,000 yards in career passing in this ball game, And it was another big game for Sean Jackson, who exceeded 2,500 rushing yards for his Hope career. Well, we'll be back after one more message for our final thoughts. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Football and the Crown Motors post-game show, where the official attendance is brought to you each week by your friends at Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue, or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. And I want to tell you, that sounds delicious right now after this, after we wore ourselves out just watching this excellent football game. I'll tell you what, this was the home opener. This was a very late home opener for Coach Esch and the Titans deep in the season, and there was a big, big crowd. We did not get the official attendance, but I would put it in excess of 4,000 people as the home bleachers from the goal line to goal line and probably 20 rows deep were just packed, and there was an awful good crowd from Hope College as well, lots of orange and blue. So we'll just say that the official attendance was the season record. We hope to beat that next week at Hope College at Smith Stadium when Hope opens their MIAA season. And the official attendance is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint, 714 Michigan Avenue. And you're listening to the Crown Motors post-game show on the Van Hope College Station. Any final thoughts, Ron? You picked a good candidate for the player of the game in Taylor Breinert.
No, I think the ball club has nothing to hang their heads on. I think they can look forward to taking on Adrian next week. They can give anything, you know, that they dish out. They've got to work on their ability to keep Atwell standing upright in that backfield. And beyond that point, they did a good job defensively the first half. They bent a couple of times. A couple of missed field goals by the Titans in the first half helped them a little bit, but they offensively in that second half and get some points on the board as they held the Titans scoreless in the second half, and it ends up a 14-7 ball game. So I look for a good one again next week.
We apologize for not being able to bring you the final statistics of the contest. Some technical problems have made that impossible, but we invite you to go to the Hope College site where all the stats for this game and all the Hope games are available, and you can peruse them at your leisure and really find out what happened in this game statistically. Well, for Ron Weatherby, this is Jerry Klumparns. Our biggest thanks, as always, goes to you for sharing some time with us today, for being a fan of Hope College football. Come back. Let's spend some time together next week when the Flying Dutchman are home, starting the MIAA schedule against the tough Adrian Bulldogs. That is another big, big game for Hope College. Check the paper for the kickoff. I believe it's a 1:30 kickoff time. We'll be on the air 20 minutes before that. From Bloomington, Illinois, you've been listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, where the final score of today's football game is Illinois Wesleyan University 14, Hope College 7.